and do me chillin', Anna.
Test, test. Is this thing on? Oh, yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, The Joyful Frugalista, and now here's your host, Serena Bird and friends.
Hello, Frugalistas, and welcome to the first in my new podcast series of The Joyful Frugalista. This afternoon, the graphic came through, designed by the lady Lisa White, who did the graphic for my book, The Joyful Frugalista. And I must say, I nearly cried. Well, actually, maybe that's probably too strong, but I wasn't quite expected for this great feeling of joy about how truly excited I am to be bringing this podcast to you. And actually, almost a little bit scared too, because I really want to do it justice. But I'm sure it will be fabulous. The focus of this podcast is going to be a little bit different from some of the other projects I've done. I really want to create an atmosphere where it's like a kind of fireside chat between two good friends, or three good friends sometimes. I want to create that an environment where people just feel that they can open up and share. And so I've reached out to a number of friends, including in the FIRE, Financial Independence Retire Early community, some other people in other communities, and even in some cases to family members who were awfully good about it. There's nothing more confronting, I think, than having a relative turn up to lunch with podcasting gear without any prior notification, I might add, and then to begin podcasting with you. It's going to be an amazing journey, and I'm so excited to bring this to you. Before we go any further, I actually would really love your help. I'd love your help, firstly, to follow this podcast, to tell your friends about this podcast, and to really help it gain momentum. But I'd also love to hear from you in the comments about what topics you would like me to cover on this podcast. And if there's anyone you would like me to interview on this podcast, if there's anyone who you've always wanted to hear their insights or their stories about, particularly on personal finance or sustainability or life issues, please let me know in the comments and I will do my best to track them down in a nice way and give them an invitation to come on this podcast. And let's see who we can get to share some of these messages. And also, before I go any further, I want to acknowledge someone special. While I talk about this being a solo podcast, and from your point of view as a listener, that's probably you'll mostly hear from me and my guests, I want to acknowledge my lovely husband, Neil, who nearly always when I record is sitting there quietly with his headphones on in the corner. Is that right, Neil? He's nodding. He's not quite as extroverted as me. But Neil, who's my tech guru, does nearly all the recording and spends hours editing this podcast. So an intense feeling of gratitude and love that I have for my Neil and the partnership we have that he helps make this dream of mine possible. So thank you, Neil. He's still nodding. So some of you have probably found this podcast because you've read my book, The Joyful Frugalista, which was published in February 2019. And most of that was written throughout 2018. So I just wanted to update you on a few things that have happened since then, because I guess life goes on and so things are not quite the same. One thing, I'm now married to my Neil. And I've quit my job. So I had a stable public service job for many years. I was working in foreign affairs. And just before my 20th year anniversary, I just felt the call that I really believed that now was the time for this message about the need for financial resilience, about the need to change our consumption patterns in the face of some huge climate change challenges and environmental challenges that we're facing. And I really felt that I needed to listen to my instincts and to take the plunge. And it has been scary. It is still sometimes scary. And there's times when I wonder if it's the right thing to have done. But then I remember the joy and the love that I get from doing this. And I hope that other people can sense that too. And this year, I have a particular project, which I call Joyful Giving 366. So this is kind of in response to the growing trend of minimalism. So minimalism isn't bad. It's not a project about making fun of that at all. But it just really occurred to me that there hadn't really been much thinking that had been done about the giving side of that, the getting rid of the stuff. So it's a project about intentional giving. So this year I'm giving away at least 366 items in an intentional way. To be honest, I could give away thousands of items. I mean, even though we've both downsized, Neil, before I met him, was in a 5-bedroom house in the country, and I had a 4-bedroom house in the suburbs, and a lot of us between us still have a lot of junk, even though we've downsized a lot. But it's not so much about getting rid of the stuff, about making sure that we declutter that in the right way, that is connecting it with the right people. And in the process, that we create the sort of home that we've always wanted. So thinking more critically about how we want to live together as a couple and as a family and creating that. And I'd love you to be part of the journey as well. I'm blogging about that regularly. And from time to time, there might even be ideas from you that I would like to implement about how to give things in a meaningful way. If you have a charity or cause or individual who's suffering, who needs things, please let me know. And I'll do my best to connect my stuff or other people's stuff to that charity. And then also this year, I am leaning into another ambition of mine, which is to provide money coaching services. Now, when I say money coaching, it's probably not the same sort of structured approach that you would get, say, if you're seeing a formal planner. It's really an ear for someone to talk to. It's like if you wanted to talk to a best friend about some vulnerabilities you have with money, some things that, you know, maybe you're a bit too scared to share with other people, or just to run a few things past someone to get some idea about where you can go for information. I'm more than happy to chat with you. Please send me a private message if that's something you're interested in, or send me an email at joyfulfrugalista@gmail.com. Obviously, I can't provide you with financial advice because I'm not a licensed financial planner. However, I love talking investment, and I love talking about saving and budgeting even more. And I promise I won't make those to be very boring topics, because I don't find them boring at all. I find them to be super sexy. Thank you for listening. And I have an amazing lineup of people who are coming on. And I know that because I've already recorded 5 podcasts, and I have another 2 that we're recording over the next week. So over the next few weeks, we'll be rolling out these podcasts. And I won't spoil the surprise of saying who I have on, but some of the stories that people have shared are just really quite amazing. And I'm so honored to be able to bear witness to what they have to share. Thank you very much, Frugalistas, for listening.
You've been listening to The Joyful Frugalista with Serena Bird. She actually likes everybody. And of course, sound has been by Neil Hadley. And myself, I'm Joseph McGrail Baitup, the record holder for the Guinness World Records.
You gotta accentuate the positive eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.